Welcome back to The Aware Show. Hi, this is Lisa Garr. And if you miss any part of this broadcast, you can always go to our website at theawareshow.com. All of our replays are available from yesterday's show, today's show. You can just go to the front page and all the information is there too. All right. So our bodies are basically enormously intelligent. They are so great if we just give them the chance and listen to what they're trying to tell us. They send us these warning signs when something is out of balance. Simple little warning signs like fatigue or headaches or even heartburn. Heartburn is a warning sign. It's not normal, by the way. It's your body's way of telling you something is out of balance. I used to think, oh, this is normal and, you know, having gastric issues is normal. It's just part of life. But it's not. Actually, it's your stomach acid being out of balance. And that is why acid blockers are so common. That it's a multi-billion dollar industry. Joining me is Marty Whittakin. He's certified clinical nutritionist and host of Healthy by Nature, a nationally syndicated weekly nutrition talk show. Great show in its ninth year. Welcome. Also the author of Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Maalox, Tagamet, Prilosec, and other acid blockers. Great part of this conversation. Welcome to the show, Marty.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be with you.
Tell me a little bit about what acid reflux disease is and how it's about the stomach acid being out of balance.
Well, if you your only education came from TV commercials, you would think that stomach acid is something evil and that it's something to be just stomped out if at all possible. Well, the problem really is that stomach acid is getting someplace that it doesn't belong. I mean, it could be the pain could be from an ulcer, which means that the stomach acid is getting through the lining of the stomach onto the tissues underneath the protection. But most often, it's stomach juices getting into the esophagus, which is the tube that leads from the mouth to the stomach. It's not supposed to be in there. Those tissues are not protected from acid.
Ah, but, so it's going in the wrong place. But what's the reason?
Well, that's why I had to write the book, because it isn't all that simple. There are a number of different reasons why it gets in the wrong place, but that you at least are asking the right questions I wish doctors would ask. In some cases, it's fairly straightforward. Somebody has a hiatal hernia, and the stomach is kind of protruding through the diaphragm, that muscle that helps us breathe, which is supposed to add a little extra strength to that junction between the esophagus and the stomach. So if that isn't working, they've got a mechanical problem that can be fixed by a good massage therapist or a chiropractor.
I went through that. I was at my chiropractor's once, and he said, oh, you have a hiatal hernia. And
he put
his thumb on the area right by my diaphragm, pushed it back into place. I had no idea. And it was, I mean, completely painless for him to put it back into place. And I didn't know that was going on with my I had no idea. It's definitely something that you should have checked out by a chiropractor.
Yeah, and it's easy. Sadly, doctors don't usually look for that, because in a six-minute office visit, what are you going to do? Say, where does it hurt? Here's your prescription.
Yep.
And if they discover that, then too often they'll just say, oh, it's kind of a big surgery. Let's not do that, because there isn't the conversation we wish there was between the Orthodox medical community and the chiropractors.
Wow, that's a huge one. They do surgeries for that?
Yes. And then
you are kidding.
I mean, supposing that you survive the surgery, it does come back, and then you have to do it again. So
you're kidding me.
Lesson.
You're kidding me. I didn't know. I mean, it took him less than 3 seconds to push that back in. People do surgery for those?
Right.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, that is kind of the idea here, that because we've got a system that's set up on the premise of, if you have a pain, we have a drug. But sometimes we just don't stop and ask the right questions and look around for other solutions.
Sometimes you can't. I had a doctor, I went to a doctor once who just spoke into his dictaphone instead of to me.
Really?
Fastest thing I've ever seen in my life. He spoke the entire office visit with this Lisa Garr, she's the agent, and she has symptoms of this, and I think she should take this, and this, and he never even looked at me.
What kind of a bedside manner did the dictaphone have?
I'm like, what just happened? It was one of the ones that the HMO was covering. I'm like, wow. But I had to experience it, and he was the 60 patients in 60 minutes guy. So, I mean...
Well, I feel sorry for them because they probably got into medicine because they wanted to help people, and then they get just beaten up by the system of how they're reimbursed and so on. And
true.
That's why we have to generate a rebellion by patients, because the system is worse than a battleship. It is not even going to turn on its own, so we're going to have to do it for them. And
learn.
The way we can do it is, like you say, pay attention to the warning signs and say, well, what's out of balance? What's causing me to have that? And it might not be a hiatal hernia. It might be low stomach acid. It might be the fact that you're on a Lipitor. A number of drugs cause heartburn. And so we end up with this very vicious cycle. You take a drug for the heartburn, and the heartburn drugs have a whole slew of side effects, from everything from a much increased risk of dying of pneumonia to hip fractures and dementia, need for the little blue pills, just all kinds of things that send us back to the doctor for more drugs. So it's why elderly people, their kitchen table is all covered with medicine bottles.
Wow. So self-education is very important. It's imperative. Now, so we've kind of figured out how acid reflux happens. What can you do to help circumvent some of this? If you get a hold of the wrong food, or something just goes wrong in the digestive system, or you're eating something you don't yet know you're allergic to, how can you fix it yourself in a healthy, natural way with no side effects?
Well, it's always good if people understand what might be their particular problem, but I always say, let's start with the easy stuff and the free stuff. I mean, the things that are free is that if you get a little bit of a burn, swallow a little bit of water and rinse off those sore tissues. If you have a chronic problem, though, look at the drugs that you're taking, reduce your portion sizes, and learn to slow down and chew, and keep a food diary and see what foods bother you. Those are things that don't cost anybody anything.
Okay.
A couple of things that you can do that are nearly free. You can take bitters or vinegar at the beginning of a meal, just a spoonful of...
What does that do?
...finer vinegar. Well, it stimulates the production of stomach acid. And you'll know right away whether that's helpful. If it is, that means that you are one of those people whose heartburn is because your stomach acid is insufficient. That means the food then hangs around too long in the stomach. The juice is just trying to get the food digested. It's hanging around in there, and then the juices slosh up into the esophagus. There can be other things. I mean, you can have weak muscle tone because you don't have enough vitamin D, and I outlined some ways that you can kind of sort all that out. But another thing you can do, or that most people can do, well, really anybody can do, because it's one of those things that won't hurt anything, and it might certainly help this, it's going to help something, and that's to get your friendly bacteria in the right balance, because they're a big part. A couple of the other reasons I didn't mention for acid reflux are if you've got this bacteria called H. pylori in your stomach, it's the same one that causes ulcers,
okay.
Or if you've got candida yeast, and if you've got good bugs in the right balance, then that helps eliminate those threats.
So restoring the flora in the gut could absolutely help with acid reflux.
Oh, it certainly could. Now, I mean, not only because of what it does with that bacteria, H. pylori, that's very irritating to the stomach, and the yeast, which can cause symptoms. I mean, that's certainly a whole show, causes symptoms
right.
All over the body. But it also contains, I chew them. I mean, you can't do this with one of the dry powdered kind, but if you've got a soft gel probiotic with live bacteria in it, you can chew it when you're having the problem, and it goes right into the stomach. And I'm not sure I know all the magic that makes it work. It could be the enzymes that are in it. It could be the organic acids that are created. But even if I've gotten a hold of some bad food, it seems to help greatly.
Really? The probiotics seem to be, you said the word magic. I mean, they really do seem to take care of so many different issues. I love that they're the first place. I mean, you should probably have a probiotic in your house rather than an antacid. I mean, you just take all the antacids out and just put probiotics in their place. If you have them in your purse or if you have them in your car, wherever they are, you will see such a huge difference because there's so many more beneficial health factors with the probiotic that go along with it other than just, you know, getting rid of the stomach acid problems. And there's all these other great health benefits that the acid blockers will never even attempt to have, like clearing up skin and nail issues and dry skin and eczema and psoriasis and all. I mean, it just keeps going.
They help balance our hormones. They make a lot of our vitamins, including vitamin K, and that's very important because it helps get calcium into the bones where it belongs and out of the arteries where it doesn't belong. The probiotics help us detoxify. They support the heart. We think that they're involved in obesity, that it would help reduce obesity.
Really?
Yeah, they help digest the food, boost the metabolism.
Oh.
And because you're getting more of the micronutrients out of your food and because they're making these vitamins, you just aren't as hungry. Your body is getting what it's needing, so it's not sending
you more. So it reduces the craving. That's a great point. So it utilizes how do you tell the difference between all of these different probiotics on the market? Are the powdered ones okay? Is it better to get something that's in a liquid gel cap? Which one do you use? You know, help us out here.
I think there was one on the market that I didn't like at all. As a clinical nutritionist, I'd see people coming in with problems. That one I don't think is being sold anymore, thank goodness. But all of them do some good. I don't like seeing people take a whole lot of a single strain or even two or three strains because that upsets the balance. We have hundreds of strains of bacteria. Yours are different than mine. So it's pretty important to create an environment in the intestinal tract where all of them can flourish. So if you just dump a whole bunch of one kind of bacteria in there, you can kind of upset the balance, and you'll be in real good shape on that one thing, but you won't be getting the benefits of all the others. And it can even kind of annoy the immune system, and we don't want to do that. 60-75% of our immune system is in the intestinal tract.
Uh-huh.
That's a key factor. I personally, for probably now 9 years, I got the best results with one where the bacteria are alive. They come with the food supply that they were grown on, which is fruits and vegetables, and herbs, not any of the soy or dairy that might cause allergic problems. And not only are they alive, and you don't have to wonder if they're going to wake up from their little freeze-dried coma, they also have the materials they create. One of the things they create are bacteriosins. Those are kind of natural antibiotics that only kill the pathogenic bacteria, the bad guys. And the organic acids that seem to change the environment in the intestinal tract so all the bugs do well. So that's my preference. I think even the ones that come in yogurt do some good, but it tends to be temporary, and that effect goes away.
I take the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics because when I got into something that I didn't know had wheat in it and I forgot to read a label or whatnot, it helps my symptoms in about 20 minutes, maybe 15 to 20 minutes, and it'll calm the volcano in my stomach down. I mean, literally, it works really fast. I've also heard that if you have any type of maybe you can actually tell me this because I've only heard, this is only hearsay. If you do have an active stomach virus that you got from traveling or whatnot, can you do an initial blast on the stomach with a probiotic with the Dr. O'Hara's and get that virus eradicated that way?
I know more about its benefits for bacteria that get in the stomach, but if you're normalizing your stomach, that's your first line of defense against all. I mean, that's one of the reasons that if you're on an acid blocker, you're more likely to get pneumonia. Your stomach acid helps just digest anything that's coming through there that you shouldn't have. So it stands to reason that it would work, and you're certainly right about the allergic foods. I had an experience with that once, and I was just kind of rolling my eyes when this guy said, well, here, try a couple of these, because I knew I'd eaten, I was desperate and I ate something that I shouldn't have, but it was all that was available. And I could feel the migraine coming on, and all of a sudden it stopped. And I said, wait a minute. I know that's not placebo, because I knew it wasn't going to work.
Interesting. Well, is now, so the probiotics actually you help strengthen the immune system then, right?
They do. They act as your second immune system, but they also help increase the number of immune cells. And our immune system depends on the micronutrients, so kind of indirectly, as you digest your meal better, you're supplying the immune system with what it needs to operate.
So did I just, and then it gets restores the body back to its natural balance, right?
Right, and what you said in the opening is just so true, and on my show, that's the basic premise is we are supposed to be well, and if you stop annoying the body by doing things to it that it doesn't like, and you give it what it needs to work with, it will fix things.
That's a good point.
The thing that bothers us is a deficiency of drugs.
If the body could talk, it would say that. Stop annoying me.
Yes.
Give me what I want. And that's usually not sugar, because those are the, well, those are the bad bugs talking, saying feed me sugar, because then they grow, right?
You are so smart. That absolutely, I think, is usually the yeast sending out their lunch order when you have cravings for starches and for sugar. And there are so many things in our environment that are hard. I mean, the reason you've got to supplement probiotics is if you look around the environment at the things that are hard on the good bacteria, everything from the chlorine in tap water, which is there to kill bacteria, to the sugar, as you mentioned, which feeds the wrong guys, to a lot of different medications, to stress, to the secondhand antibiotics that are in the food supply because they're used with the farm animals and so on. It's an uphill battle keeping them in good shape because we aren't living on a pristine mountaintop in Tibet eating organic food.
Yep, that's true. I mean, as much as hard as we try, we also have, I mean, environmental stressors. You get into a car, you breathe exhaust. Still, your body is constantly working. Your immune system is constantly working. I think as far as I know, that's my experience with the Dr. O'Hara's, the probiotics, but I know that there's a lot of other...
I mean, that's my favorite, too. I haven't found another one that does what it does that's built like it is, that's fermented for 3 years. I mean, they're...
I think they play Mozart to it, too, don't they? I love that. Anne Louise told me that once.
They do.
That's great.
Yeah, and I told her.
Oh, you did? That's great.
I did, yeah. I was chatting with her. I said, you won't believe this. When I was there, I thought they were playing it for the workers, but it was for the bugs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went to Japan and happened to be able to go and see where they do this.
Wow.
Lisa, I don't know if you want to do this, but there's a special report that was put out by Total Health Magazine on probiotics, subtitled A Cornerstone of Digestive Health, that has six articles in it, and I think it's really good. I mean, even though I did write two of them.
Oh, let me, what is it? Where do you
Anne
find
Louise,
it?
You made me remember because of Anne Louise wrote two of the articles. Dr. Fred Pescatore wrote two of them. And I'll see that somebody sends it to them if they just email me at, if you want, I'll give out the email.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just info@radiomarty.com. Radiomarty.com is my radio website.
M-A-R-T-I-E.
Yes.
Okay.
Radiomarty.com. Just info@radiomarty.com. Give me your address, and I'll forward it to somebody and have it. Sent to you. It's a really very good explanation of how the good bugs work and what goes wrong in various ways if you don't have them.
Oh, good. And one of my, my good friend's daughter, she's about 5, but she just turned 6. She's got eczema and stomach issues, and this would be great for her, right? If she can get those probiotics in her body too, right?
It sure would.
Okay.
If I could give one more website, Say no to heartburn.com.
Say no to heartburn.com. Okay, we do
That's where my book is.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Marty, for all the information. And we'll talk to you again soon. And that's it for me today. While I'm committed to bringing you the clearest information possible, in the end, I always encourage you to listen to your own truth. Until next time, I invite you to stay aware.